Arcadian Vanguard presents The Wrestling News in your daily wrestling newscast for Tuesday, May 2nd, 2023. Good morning, I'm Mike Sempervivi. We begin today with last night's WWE Draft edition of Monday Night Raw broadcast live on the USA Network from the Dickies Arena in Fort Worth, Texas. The draft picks for the evening were as follows. In round one, Raw drafted SmackDown Women's Champion Rhea Ripley and Seth Rollins, while SmackDown drafted U.S. Champion Austin Theory and Charlotte Flair. Brock Lesnar was announced as a free agent, able to move between brands. In round two, Raw drafted Undisputed Tag Team Champions Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn, as well as The Judgment Day. SmackDown drafted The Usos and the LWO. In round three, Raw drafted Women's Tag Team Champions Raquel Rodriguez and Liv Morgan, as well as The New Day, while SmackDown got Asuka and the Brawling Brutes. In round four, Raw drafted Trish Stratus, Ronda Rousey, and Shayna Baszler, while SmackDown drafted LA Knight, as well as Karrion Kross and Scarlett. In round five, Raw got Ricochet and Braun Strowman, as well as Bronson Reed, while SmackDown got Shotzi, as well as NXT's Pretty Deadly. And in the final round, Raw drafted Alpha Academy as well as NXT's Katana Chance and Caden Carter, while SmackDown drafted Rick Boogs and Cameron Grimes of NXT. The main event of the show saw Seth Rollins defeat Solo Sikoa by disqualification due to interference from the Usos. A brawl ensued, which was also joined by Sami Zayn, Kevin Owens, and Matt Riddle to end the broadcast.
Jimmy and Jey Uso, wait a second, it's the tag champ and Riddle! It is going down. It's breaking down. Can you imagine what it's going to look like? We're bringing chaos to Puerto Rico at Backlash.
Free agent Brock Lesnar made an appearance for an in-ring promo segment and angle during which Cody Rhodes attacked him, getting in one shot before being held back by security.
Cody Rhodes from behind just dropped the beast. The American Nightmare just knocked down the Beast Incarnate before being swarmed by WWE security.
The two will meet Saturday night at WrestleMania Backlash. Also on the show, Morgan and Rodriguez lost a non-title match to Bayley and Dakota Kai of Damage Control when Bayley pinned Morgan. In other results, the Judgment Day beat the LWO in a six-person mixed tag match. Matt Riddle pinned Jimmy Uso. Braun Strowman and Ricochet went over Alpha Academy, and Shinsuke Nakamura was a guest on Miz TV. Draft picks continued after the broadcast on Peacock's Raw Talk post-show. Chosen for Raw were Johnny Gargano, Dana Brooke, Nikki Cross, Los Lotharios, Akira Tozawa, Piper Niven, Xia Li, Tegan Nox, Madcap Moss, and Emma, as well as Indus Sher and Odyssey Jones from NXT. Chosen for SmackDown were Tamina and NXT's Grayson Waller. Listed as free agents were Baron Corbin, Shelton Benjamin, Cedric Alexander, Elias, and NXT's Zion Quinn. In ratings news, airing in a 6:30 p.m. Eastern time slot and 3:30 p.m. Pacific time slot last Friday due to the NHL playoffs, AEW Rampage drew its second smallest audience and second lowest key demographic rating of the year so far, according to Showbuzz Daily and WrestleNomics. The tape broadcast drew 298,000 viewers to TNT and a key demo rating of 0.09, translating to 117,000 viewers. This was the lowest total audience and key demo rating for Rampage since the February 17th Slam Dunk episode. And in health-related news, independent wrestler Richard Holiday announced Sunday night at a card for Beyond Wrestling in Worcester, Massachusetts, that his cancer is in remission. Holiday, who had most recently been signed to Major League Wrestling, was diagnosed with stage 4 Hodgkin's lymphoma in 2022. Holiday stepped away from wrestling in June of last year and finished up cancer treatments last February. He participated in an in-ring angle at Sunday night's show, but it is not known if he will be making future episodes for Beyond Wrestling, where he spent time wrestling from 2019 to 2021. And before we leave you today, we'd like to remind you that however you consume your content, you can find the wrestling news 24 hours a day and 7 days a week across social media. On Twitter, follow us at Wrestling News AV. Our Facebook page is also Wrestling News AV. The wrestling news can also be found on the Arcadian Vanguard YouTube page. And for those who utilize Amazon Echo devices, just tell Alexa to play the Wrestling News podcast. And remember to make sure you add podcast at the end. Once again, for daily updates, breaking news, and more, follow the Wrestling News across social media. And that's the news for today. If anything happens, we will be here to tell you about it. No clickbait, no paywall, just the wrestling news. The Wrestling News is a division of Arcadian Vanguard, and the Wrestling Newscast is a production of the Arcadian Vanguard Podcast Network.